talking, cause you know we got some problems. So tune on in the way we talk and how to solve them. We may laugh, we may learn, we might be your games, Miss and P.
Hi. So you are in Houston now.
I am in Houston now.
How is it going?
It's been fine. I mean, I've only been here for 4 days, so just kind of figuring things out. Yeah, with apartment stuff, kind of getting to know the city a little bit.
Is the answer ever great when it's during preseason? No.
Facts.
It is funny. Any interview we have during preseason, when we ask how you're doing, it's usually a pause.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't officially started yet, but I guess it is roughly around the same time anyway. So
what have you done leading up to preseason to keep you in the right headspace or to keep you physically prepped, or actually both of those questions? What have you done to keep you physically prepped for preseason? And then what helps you get in the right headspace for preseason?
Yeah. So I actually stayed in San Diego just because it's home to me. It feels that way. Being there for 2 years, having that sense of community. So all I did was just work out with one of my trainers there, did morning workouts, lots of lifting. And then afterwards I would stay with one of my friends and we just hit up a local field and just do some soccer stuff and then running on the side. So just having that routine was super helpful. And I think that also helps in preparation for the mindset piece of just having that routine and sticking to it. What else? So that, I would say that was the most for the physical side of things. And then emotionally, mentally, just, I think when I was training, just staying sharp, you know, I feel, and you guys know too, but like whenever you feel good on the field, your confidence grows. And so making sure I would finish each rep with a clean rep, making sure things were clean. And if they weren't, then I would do it again. So I think that definitely helps. And then obviously the transition piece, just, you know, staying locked in and focusing on what I can control, which is that effort and attitude. And I think if I just continue to use the lessons that I learned in San Diego over to Houston, then I'll be fine. So I feel like emotionally and mentally, I'm excited and looking forward to the opportunity.
I like the advice of finishing on a good rep. I feel like in basketball, it's so obvious. You're going to want to finish on a shot that you're going to make. But
yeah.
Soccer, I feel like I would leave the field like, and you could have a great practice, but if the end you miss, you know, whatever you're doing, if it's not great, the last few reps, it's like kind of taints that. So it's smart to finish on a good rep. I think that's great advice.
Yeah. Even in training, like growing up as a kid, if I wasn't involved in the last play or like I missed a shot and then the other team scored, I was never satisfied. I was like, okay, I need to do something else to make myself feel better about where I left the training, to making sure I was better at that 1%.
That's so smart.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear a little bit too about, I think we talk to a lot of players that get traded and there's something about this league where players are just constantly shifting all over the place and it comes out of nowhere. And to some players, it's a surprise. Some players, they knew it was coming. And, you know, I can only fathom how much of an adjustment that is when you've spent time getting settled in one place and finally getting your footing. It's like being a freshman all over again. You know, it's like that feeling that everyone can relate to. So I'm just curious, like, how did you handle it? How'd you feel initially? How have you been just dealing with that challenge? Because to do it with grace is, I would be a mess. I'd be just frustrated. And you know, even if it's an awesome trade and somewhere you want it to be, it's a big, big change. You're adapting where you live, having to prove yourself to a new team. So I'm just curious, how has your headspace been in terms of that? Because it's a very real thing that I think happens a lot to all pros and then just even with, you know, transferring in college and stuff. So any advice that you have in terms of just handling that, because this is your first trade, right?
Yeah. So initially I was shocked. I still feel like it doesn't feel real that I'm in Houston yet. Again, going back, I just felt like I've built such a great community in San Diego. So obviously initially I was upset. Didn't want to leave. I felt comfortable there. And I think part of me knew it was a good opportunity to get more playing time, more minutes. And so I kind of shifted that mindset of being like disappointed and upset for leaving to like more excited for the opportunity for growth. And I feel like a lot of things in San Diego prepped me for what for this year, this coming year. My advice would definitely be to just, again, focus on those things you can control. And those things were, again, my attitude, my work ethic. And even though it was something I wasn't comfortable with, I think also being comfortable with being uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even with the transfer from college to this league, even if you end up from high school to college, a lot of it's a big change. And having 2 years in the league already, I kind of already know what's expected of me, know what the standards are across the board. And so I think just bringing that into Houston as well. And it's a new team anyway. And so I think taking what I learned in San Diego and applying that here.
That's great advice. And I do, like you're saying, you might as well just assume that part of being a pro or part of paying elite is that you're going to be uncomfortable most of the time. You're constantly going to be thrown into uncomfortable positions. But I think you bring up a great point too about, like, when we're faced with an adversity like this, the negatives, the things that affect us negatively are like at the forefront of our mind. You're like, oh my God, my house, like, I got comfortable where I was playing, comfortable with the coaches, comfortable with this, comfortable with that. And sometimes you have to take the additional effort to look for the positives, and you have to intentionally, you know, like you were saying, this is going to be a new team. There might be opportunity for more playing time. Maybe that wasn't your knee jerk reaction when you found out, but to have to take the intention to seek out what those positives are probably helps you digest the change in the uncomfortable moment just a little bit easier.
Oh, for sure.
Were you always good at that? Like in those situations, in uncomfortable situations?
No, I think last year was very eye-opening for me. You know, I felt like the lessons I learned were, soccer's not my whole identity, you know, getting zero minutes, like not even being rostered for some games. I just had to shift my mindset from that negative, like, oh, I'm not valued, I'm not good enough, to like, no, I am. I just need to keep being that perfect teammate for everyone else. And my performance of not playing or not being rostered is not a reflection of who I am as a person. And I think those experiences last year have helped me into a more positive mindset going into this year with a new team in a new environment. And that's where I feel like that security and that safety is from that lesson of, you know, like, regardless of if things go great here or not, like, I know who I am as a person, and my identity solely isn't in soccer.
That's huge. I feel like once you have that mindset and you believe it fully, it can totally change, like, physically, emotionally, everything, mentally, like, you're just stronger in all aspects. You probably feel so much lighter when you have that mindset. How did you get to that? Is there anything specific you did to get to that point?
I just did a lot of reflection. You know, I felt like if I just kept focusing on the negatives, I wouldn't find joy in the sport. It almost felt like an obligation, like something I didn't enjoy. But the less pressure I took off of myself and of my circumstances, I ended up like being so much more joyful, like it filled my cup. And so I think just lots of reflection, lots of journaling, lots of self-love. And I think those things really help.
That's great. I feel like those are all things that we can all do, even without, like, not even with soccer, like just doing things like journaling and self-reflecting are so important in all aspects of life. So I think that's,
and definitely finding like a community outside of soccer too was super helpful, just to kind of get away from everything for a little bit, to escape reality until coming back.
Yeah. So you said an identity outside of soccer. So what else, is there anything else that you found out that you enjoy to do off the field?
Yeah. So I do some like private coaching sessions, and honestly, that fills my cup so much. Not only because I am just putting myself out there, but also because I know I'm making a difference in someone's life. And for me, that's a reflection of my identity off the field and not the soccer piece, because they see me for who I am, the struggles of playing, not playing and stuff, and still like being a role model for them. And so for me, that's just been the biggest joy and something I will hope to continue even here.
What age do you coach?
Any.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Good for you.
The, the younger ones are a little tougher, but I don't mind.
I have a lot
lots of patience. Yeah, lots of patience.
That's got to be rewarding, though. And it's a nice,
oh, it is.
Nice to come off the field if you're having like a tough training session and then go there. And like you do, I'm sure you get so much joy from doing that. So that's great.
Yeah. No, it's so special. And to see them grow as a player too, like going and watching their games and being their number one fan. Like it's just really, it's a really fun experience.
Is there any other little pieces of advice you'd give the younger athletes right now who maybe want to play pro or want to play collegiately or just want to play at the next level? Given some great advice for that, but just if there's anything else.
Yeah, I would definitely say like, don't be too hard on yourself and don't take it too seriously, because I feel like if you take it too seriously and you're hard on yourself, you're going to take the fun out of it. And so continue to work hard, continue to do the little things, but enjoy it, because there are days it's going to be tough. But when you find that joy and you love it and you're not too hard on yourself, it'll be 10 times better and a much more enjoyable experience for you.
Great.
I was going to say, so now new team, new teammates, what kind of teammate do you hope to be for others? You know, when you join a new team, like how do you, are you the supportive one? Are you the one that teammates can confide in? Are you always going to be positive on the fields? Are you the intense one and you bring intensity to practice? Like, what is your like teammate reputation that you hope you carry?
I think it encompasses a lot of what you said, all of it, basically. Even in San Diego, when I wasn't getting a lot of minutes, I was still that teammate supporting each other, always being vocal on the field, like giving that positive feedback, just being someone to help inspire them and to push them as well, tell them they're doing great, but also like being someone off the field who they can talk to and confide in, and just being a friend too. So it's like teammate who pushes you, who's positive, but also a friend off the field, someone they can go to and we can hang out and do some fun things.
I love it. And I think such a good piece of advice for listeners and stuff is to like go into your practices and go into a new team with like, that what type of teammate am I going to be, and put your effort towards that, and the soccer comes with it, because like when you make a positive impact with the people around you, you play better with the people around you, you take the focus off of your own ego and your own internal thoughts of how you're playing, and you play a little bit more free when you kind of enter a new situation with that mindset. So I love that that was your answer.
Yeah, it definitely helps build chemistry too. You know, just bouncing off of each other, giving positive feedback back and forth, like definitely makes it more fun to play with them.
Definitely. All right. Any other questions, Anna, before we go to rapid fire?
Yeah, we'll do some rapid fire questions. All right. The thing you're looking forward to the most this season?
Ooh, definitely exploring more of Houston, the city.
Awesome.
Coffee for sure.
Yeah, got it. That's so you got to lock down the good cafes early.
Yeah.
All right. First rapid fire, but you can take your time. We can edit pauses. what's a sport you wish you were good at?
Ooh, basketball.
Are you tall?
No, and I have no hand-eye coordination, but it's fine.
Another life, right?
Yeah.
What is a world record that you have a shot at beating or you'd like to attempt, even if it could be the most niche random thing ever? We have had juggling answers, and then we've had answers that have absolutely nothing to do with soccer.
This is a tough one. I've never really thought about it. I was going to say, like, when it's a good book, I can read it very quickly.
Are you a fast reader in general?
Well, sometimes. It depends on the book.
It's a good book. I'll stay up all night to finish it. It's bad.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sometimes I just skim so fast that I have to go back and actually slow down and reread it.
Your eyes read faster than your brain is processing it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good one. We'll take that one for sure. What's your spirit animal?
Definitely a golden retriever.
Big golden retriever energy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you at soccer too?
I feel like golden retrievers would be really good teammates. So
yeah.
I think that makes sense.
For sure.
So funny. What is your one thing you can't travel without on away games?
See, I would say my pillow pet growing up, but now my iPad.
Pillow pets. They're probably in like dumpsters everywhere.
I would say my iPad then, or my headphones.
Nice.
Are you a music listener before games?
I do.
What genre?
Mostly pop.
Like today's hits?
Hip-hop, EDM, yeah.
If you had a post-game sandwich named after you, what type of sandwich would it be?
Ooh, I like this question. Okay, you get some lettuce, provolone, toasted.
Definitely.
And then I would do some avocado, onion, some turkey or chicken, maybe both. Let's do both.
Why not? It's your sandwich. Any sauce?
Some mayo and mustard.
Oh, mayo and mustard.
Yeah.
Probably the most fun sandwich answer we've heard. A lot of people, they're not that creative with their sandwiches, but that was good.
I'd like to try that. And last question, what's your biggest soccer girl problem?
Ice baths.
Are you a hater or a lover of ice baths?
I hate them. Like, I have to be forced. Or needling. Needling I hate too.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
I think I'd rather the needling than the ice. I can't do the ice either.
Yeah.
Tough one.
How often, like, do you take them because you know they're good for you, or you have to really be made? It's like team protocol that you have to do it.
It's like team protocol.
Okay.
Any chance I get, I just go the opposite direction.
We're right out of
my skirt.
That's a good one. Well, Belle, thank you so much for coming on. It was great to get to know you more, and we're excited to continue to watch your soccer career. And we hope you enjoy Houston, and hopefully we get to see you play soon.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for inviting me. Super excited.
Thank you so much for making time. We know that it's like ramping up to hectic time for you, so we really appreciate it.
No, thank you for being accommodating. Sorry for all the change-ups.
Don't be. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Bye.